The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sexy, huh? You ready?
Yep. We are.
You ready?
Yes. Let's bring in Tim Hasselbeck. Every Wednesday at high noon. Tim, what's up?
What's up? How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. I'm doing better than Chester's an ice skater. That's what I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's really not that hard to do. I do feel like you got some real pep in your step today. What's going on?
Were you guys? I really wanted to address this. Are you guys better skaters than Chase?
Yes, but that's not saying much.
I'm going to
say Willie is a yes, Darren is a no.
No, that's not true. That you've never even seen me skate. Well, you're incorrect. But it's
slight.
But let
me tell you,
I'm
bad.
Always say
slight.
You hold on to the wall.
It's slight. It's
I'm
barely.
Bad. I am a bad skater. Bad.
Wait a second, Darren. You hold on to the wall also?
Yeah, I do. I can get away from it, but I do prefer to hold on.
I like to not get too far from the wall.
Yeah. That's a better way of putting
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
And so have any of you guys ever met Hal Gill? Like,
yes.
You wanna, like, ask
nope.
Him for
who's
skating
he?
Lessons?
Who's he?
have you thought about that?
Have you ever met – do you know Hal Gill? He's got the patience of a four-year-old. He wouldn't.
He would be a good instructor.
No, he would be a horrible instructor.
No, I think he would. I think he would help.
He would know. He would throw Chase completely over the wall.
Wait a sec. I feel like this is really unfair to Hal because A, he's from Boston. Right? So right off the bat, he's probably got a ton of patience. And B, he's coaching little kids play hockey.
Yeah.
This is true.
That's true.
And we are like little kids.
But he has.
So there we go.
But we're adults, and he has patience with kids, but he wouldn't with us.
He has patience with second graders. He can most definitely work with you guys.
He would shake his head and skate away from me in about 90 seconds. He would check Chase into the wall and dump him over the wall.
And probably pour a beer on me.
Willie, he'd probably be a lot nicer too. But there's no doubt he would do those two things with us.
I have checked with a source. I have asked, can you confirm that Darren would be a better ice skater than me? The response I got is, that is the response.
Well, I don't know who you're talking to.
Good journalists never reveal their source.
They don't know. They don't know what they're talking
all
about.
All I know is the clip.
I think it's a good source.
The clip from Chase, which I'm sure Tim is referring to here, it just looked like your body went boneless, man.
It did.
You just went like a noodle, just a boom down on the ice. There was just no muscular
Tim
like,
was concerned.
Fortitude.
Tim said, yeah. I need to work on my ice skating, and then said that it's a lot easier to learn as a kid. I missed the boat there.
It is easier to learn as a kid. And when my kids learned, one of the things I realized, this is not how I learned as a kid, but one of the things that I realized is when you pad the kids up, like even if they're not playing hockey, you just dress them like they're going to play hockey. Then they become much better skaters because the fear that you guys are all explaining about like getting away from the wall and stuff, when you're covered in all the equipment, that kind of goes away a little bit.
Well,
that's what I need to do. I need to get some gloves, some pads, helmet, mm-hmm. and then just flop all over the place. And
somebody
eventually
told me to hold, somebody that is in the know said to hold a hockey stick. And that if you go out with a stick that,
see, I've never done that.
It creates that,
give you a little bit of balance.
The balance, but it's, and it's a false sense, but you're holding on to something and you think it's going to hold you up, and then that'll help.
Tim, this is a true story. Back in the very beginning days of the Nashville Predators, Barry Trotz, who we just had on in the last hour, who's now the head coach of the Islanders, and his esteemed staff, one of them being Brent Peterson, they invited the media to come out and basically put the media through kind of a session on ice, and they would go around and talk to us and help us. This was back in the day. And nothing's changed with my abilities or lack of, or Willie's, in skating, and so the media gathered.
I'm just excited we made it through that day.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. We did make it through the day, and while you poke fun of us, maybe it was because we took precautions, because there was a member of the media that thought he was cute and he was going to show everybody up and he was showing off his skill set. Well, guess what? He ended up being taken out on a stretcher to an ambulance to a hospital.
He did. Okay? And unfortunately, that was the last media
day. That was the last time they ever did that.
Yeah.
Well, and after seeing Chase the other day, they're not going to.
It's not going to. Right. It's not going to get brought back.
They're going to leave that bearing. I will say, and in all seriousness, it does give you an appreciation, especially when you think about somebody like Hal Gill, who's already like 7 feet tall. You know what I mean? So he's got to do it being his size. I remember being at Boston College, obviously a good hockey program there, and seeing some of the hockey players like playing basketball, and they were terrible basketball players. Like Brian Gianta, Mike Motta, like some of these guys that had NHL careers, and they were horrible basketball players. I'm like, man, like these guys are awful athletes. Then all of a sudden, like I watched one of their practices, and I was like, dear God, how do they do that on ice skates? Yeah. Like, and have the stick skills and all of that stuff. So it does give you an appreciation, and then, to bring it back to Hal, to do it at his size is crazy.
You definitely get a greater appreciation. I always tell people, if you get an opportunity to sit just one game on the glass, it's just like a football game. If you could watch one game from the sidelines, it would blow your mind. The appreciation you would get for the sport, it would change completely if you did that.
Yeah, I agree.
So this is going to be a fun offseason. I've got to be honest. This is maybe going to be an offseason we haven't seen in a long time. I mean, there's going to be real big names, I think, changing addresses. What's a couple of names and places that really intrigue you that are going to get our attention here once free agency begins?
Well, I mean, the Philip Rivers situation, I think, is the one that we know is going to happen, right? So the Chargers are, you know, moving on. He's moving on. And he wants to play. And I think that there'll be people that believe that Rivers can still play at a high level. So, I've seen a lot of people linking him to Tampa. I see how that could make sense. People have tried to link him to the Colts. And I don't see that as much. And then I've said to you guys in the past that a spot that I think is open without people realizing it's open is Pittsburgh, because I don't think Ben's going to be healthy. So, I think there's so much focus on, Brady and where he's going to end up and all that stuff. I think some of these other things that really are likely to change, I don't think we're paying as much of attention to him.
Is there a real shot he ends up in the Titans division, Rivers?
I don't really think so.
Indianapolis, no?
Everyone's trying to connect him because he and Frank Reich were together. But, one of the things about being together with somebody means that, both guys – it has to be a net positive for both guys. I'm not positive that that's the case. So, there are some guys that are like, look, I'll give you an example. Like John DeFilippo, who's the offensive coordinator last year down in
Jacksonville,
people were connecting the dots with he and Nick Foles. But, I don't really think that that was necessarily something that Nick was like, oh, yeah, let's get – John DeFilippo here. And then sure enough, a year later, they've since fired him. And, there's a bit of a quarterback you know, competition going on in Jacksonville that most people didn't think there would be. So I just because you were with somebody in the past doesn't mean that, like, both parties want it to happen again. Like, I think sometimes, you know, people, you know, just try to connect dots in terms of where people have been. But, you know, if the experience wasn't, you know, a super positive one, then why would those guys want to reunite?
Yep, good point. I'm very curious to see how New Orleans handles both Hill and Bridgewater. Like, how does that play out?
Well, Hill's restricted, right? So,
okay.
You know, you can put a tender on him that really would prevent somebody else from giving the Saints what they want for him and then having to pay him, especially if he thinks that he should be paid as, you know, he should be paid as a franchise quarterback. I saw somebody put something out the other day. It said Mohamed Sanu has more completions than Taysom Hill. I don't know if it's true or not. It might be. Right? Like that wouldn't that make you nervous?
Well, do you think they want somebody to tender him? Do you think they want somebody to jump in there so they can be compensated for it?
They may, but so, like, what would you give up? Would you give up a second rounder and sign a guy to a huge deal for Taysom Hill? Like, would you do that?
I don't know if anybody likes him values him as much as New Orleans does, you know, to do that.
Right. So I think that I would have to look back and figure out what they can do to him. But, like, whatever you could do, you could, like, second round tender him, I think. Or I would look at what you have to do. But so you could place, you know, a high tender on him, which would mean you would get something legitimate back in return. And that probably keeps everyone away for a year, which maybe is all you need to figure things out with Breeze. You know, for Bridgewater, I think it's a little bit different. I think he's an interesting guy in the sense that, you know, he's probably smart enough to realize that, like, the situation really, really matters for him. And with that being the case, you know, I don't know that he's just going to chase money. But I also don't think that there's – like you tell me that the team that's going after him and is like, he's our starter, we're signing him to starter money right now. Like, who is that team?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have anybody off the top of my head that would be willing to do that.
I don't think there is one.
Okay.
I don't think Tampa's doing it. I don't think that the Colts are doing it. Denver's not doing it. The Chargers, I wouldn't believe, are doing it. The, you know, like, if Brady was gone, New England's not doing it. Now, the team that maybe likes him the most is, again, like you said with Hill, is maybe the New Orleans Saints. But they really can't do anything until they figure out what's going on with Breeze. And how long is Teddy going to wait around for what Drew's decision is?
Yeah, it's interesting.
By the way, 6 is the number. Taysom Hill, 6 completions in his NFL career.
Hmm. We'll come back more with Tim Hasselbeck on the other side, but right now let's go down to Murfreesboro at the 5th Third Bank. That's where Robbie Stanley is standing by. Let's find out what he's up to.
Hey, thanks, guys. We are rocking and rolling here at the new Fifth Third Bank grand opening of their new branch at 1861 Memorial Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. Their grand opening event is today from 11 to 4 p.m. ESPN 102.5 The Game. And myself, Robbie Stanley, will be here until 1 p.m. today. Come on out and see me. I'll be registering you to win tickets to see Journey in concert, which is always a fun time. Everybody loves Journey, or tickets for the Preds to take on the Blues this Sunday at Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators Energy Team and Nash will be on site from 3 to 4, so bring the family out to see the Energy Team and Nash. Come on out, enjoy some music, food, and prizes. Fifth Third Bank also has your chance to win a $100 gift card. Join us for the grand opening celebration at Fifth Third Bank's new branch at 1861 Memorial Boulevard. We'll be here from 11 to 1, and Nash and the Preds Energy Team will be here at 3. Make sure you bring everybody out to Murfreesboro here at 1861 Memorial Boulevard.
We're talking football with the one and only Tim Hasselbeck from ESPN. So, Tim, I was looking, we're talking about a lot of quarterbacks, and we have been discussing almost exclusively the free agents, but what do you think is happening? What's the mindset in Carolina right now with Cam Newton hitting age 30? We know he's got a lot of wear and tear. He's got 1 year left on his contract. They've made a different they're going in a different direction coaching-wise. So what do you think they're thinking is right now as far as what to do with him?
I think their thinking is that if he's healthy and healthy enough to play, even at 30 and maybe a little banged up and, you know, potentially not the same runner that he once was, I think their thinking is if you're going to have Cam next year, first year of this coaching staff in Carolina, for under $20 million or right around $20 million, then you keep him for one more year and try to figure out if you want to do something, you know, again with him. I mean, I think that's what I think the mindset is in Carolina. And I think that's the right mindset, to be honest, unless there was going to be somebody that was going to give you something good for Cam. But I doubt that that would happen based on his current injury situation and health and the fact that he's, you know, on the last year of a deal.
You were talking, by the way, you were right. Whoever told you that Mohamed Sanu has more completions than Taysom Hill is dead on right. It's 7 for Sanu and 6 for Hill.
So let me ask anybody with a head on their shoulders, would you sign Taysom Hill to a quarterback contract?
I love him in the role that he's in. It's such an unknown how he would be as an every down quarterback. I don't know how you can sit there and say he could be a quarterback. You just don't know. I love him in the wild card role, the slash or whatever you want to call it.
When my brother got traded to Seattle, he had thrown 29 passes, okay, which, you know, was not a lot. People were very concerned about it. The difference for him, I guess, at that point had been that, you know, Holmgren had coached him. You know, Favre was never around in the offseason and didn't play in the preseason, and so my brother – you know, would play, you know, had played basically 8 full games at that point in preseason games. But there was a huge amount of risk, and he had thrown, you know, 29 regular season passes.
Hmm. When will they actually start talking, Tom Brady and the Patriots? Like, apparently, from all reports, they haven't talked yet, right? The clock is ticking. At some point, they have to have a conversation, right?
Yeah, and you know, there was a deadline that was floated out there, and I don't know if it was, you know, from the Patriots or, you know, kind of how it came about, but basically, hey, like, we want to get this done before free agency. And so if that's the case, and here we are, you know, in the middle of February, yeah, I mean, it's important to try to figure it out. Now, there have been a few things leaked out there. They're willing to pay him $30 million a year and all that stuff. But, look, if he really wants to go see what else is out there, then it's probably Tom Brady's camp that is, you know, trying to slow play talking to New England. I mean, that's the move, is you just say, you just drag your feet on meeting with New England to gather information between, you know, from other people that might be interested.
If it's not Brady, who do you think would give them the best chance of going to the next step if you're the Patriots? Jared Stidham or Marcus Mariota?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would rather Marcus at that point, and I like Stidham a lot. I've probably talked to you guys about Stidham. Marcus, I mean, look, Marcus, it didn't work out here. He did win a playoff game, you know what I mean? And in that playoff game, kind of put the team on his shoulders. Marcus has good moments in the NFL. It's not like, it, you know, every moment for him was a bad one. And so with that being said, I would rather Marcus. But I don't, and I think a lot of people have said this, like, I don't think anyone thinks that they're a quarterback away in New England. You know, I think they've got a really good defense. They need to get better on the offensive line. I think they probably need a little help with wide receiver. And then, you know, the quarterback play, you know, could improve from a year ago, but some of those other, you know, pieces to the puzzle would matter. But I think they would be creative with Marcus up there. And I think New England is not a terrible landing spot for him.
Talking to Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, here with us every Wednesday at noon. So Myles Garrett reinstated by the NFL. What did you make of their decision?
I almost forgot when I think Schefter had put something out that like this could be coming down the pipe. I think I almost forgot that the suspension was going beyond this, you know, this past season. I think, you know, even though I guess it was indefinite or whatever they termed it, I think I just assumed, well, they're just going to sit him out the rest of this year, and then they'll do it. So I guess this is what I thought would happen. I almost had to be reminded that it was kind of one of these things that was ongoing and was going to have to be revisited before he was, back eligible to play. So I think it's the right decision. I think it was an awful moment. But I think by and large, it was probably a little bit out of character for him and just an ugly thing to have happen, even though it, I've seen it happen on practice fields. It was, in a game situation, the NFL just can't have it.
How short do you think the leash is going to be for him, though?
Oh, I think now that he has a strike against him, it's a little bit like the Ndamukong Suh, situation where, you have a strike against you, they're going to, they're going to treat you differently. And, or Vontaze Burfict, or, I think any of these guys that have been in trouble in the past, they'll be the first one to tell you the fact that you're kind of already on the wanted list. Now of something that maybe wasn't dirty, can be perceived as dirty because of what's happened. So, yeah, I think he's, probably already on thin ice.
Real quick, Tim, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the XFL. It made its debut last weekend. What do you think?
Saw the kickoff thing, and probably like everyone else, my reaction was like, yep, we're going to see this in the NFL real soon. And I think the access is very cool. I think there are things about it that I hope make the NFL pay attention and maybe loosen up on some of the things that they care about. I think as far as the product goes and stuff like that, you're never going to have the best of the best in a league like that. But I always like it when a guy can come out of a league like that and then maybe become a star in the NFL. I don't know that I'm always going to be dedicating my Saturdays to watching, essentially, developmental football. But I think it probably has a place. I know that as a company, we think that it has, viable staying power, and it'll rate better than, or at least it did this past weekend, it rated better than kind of the alternative stuff, and because of that, I think there's a pretty good chance we see it for a while. So as a guy that played in NFL Europe, I do think it's a good thing.
You had some real pep in your step today. I think you missed us, so we appreciate that.
I have missed you guys. Is kind of with the football season and all the travel, you guys are really flexible with me and my timing. And, I appreciate it. On a nasty, rainy February day in Nashville, I wanted to bring it.
Well, you did. You did. Job well done. Thanks as always.
All right. Hey, listen, I'll put a good word for you for skating lessons. You could buy like a 5-pack of lessons.
Setting us up. That's what you're doing. We know how. We know what he's going to do to the two of us.
It would be like a Happy Gilmore chat.
Good stuff, Tim. Have a good week.
See you, fellas.
All right, Tim Hasselbeck. He's fantastic. Every week on Wednesdays starting at noon. Willie, you've got a word about the good folks at Lee Company.
All right, let me tell you about Lee Company, 615-567-1000. Things resume on the ice tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena. The Predators take on the Islanders, and Lee Company is a big sponsor of Nashville Predators hockey. You'll hear them mentioned a lot during the radio broadcast that Darren will be anchoring starting tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Lee Company's got a lot of great services. Look for their display if you're going to the game tomorrow night, and you will see some of the things that they have to offer. I always emphasize the home maintenance plan, which has always been a big part of our home. It's part of our yearly routine, the yearly checkups that we get about our plumbing unit, our electric unit, our heating and cooling. You pay a small monthly fee, $8-9 a month, and in exchange for that, you have the peace of mind of knowing that, A, they're going to find the small problems before they become big problems, and if repairs do need to be made, then you will get discounts on those repairs. It's a great system. It's worked for us. We recommend it to you. Lee Company, 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.